the rest of the story. 'Tis a sight to behold, as they say, through those green hills and grassy bluffs overlooking the Atlantic, just south of the cliffs of Moher, in County Clare, guess where? For there is no place else on that enchanted Emerald Isle that one might see what one sees after such a soft night when the wind blows just right in the land of La Hinch. In fact, or at least in fancy, I'm going to take you there, to those bluffs looking down on the sea. You see the sky so fair, the clouds so dark rushing in off the ocean? Now, look over there, the grazing goats, distracted from their breakfasts, regarding something invisible in the air. Up on the hill they go, ambling slowly, purposefully, toward the grand house one hill away. And look, in the distance, the men following the goats. The many men in small groups trailing after them, obediently, it seems, through such a pastoral vision. There is a song known all over the world, and it's my favorite of all Irish songs. If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, it may be at the closing of the day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clada and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Well, you sail just a short ways down the coast from that world-famous scene, just southeast of the Aran Islands, and you are there in the land of that wondrous, endless parade, animal and man. For you see, it is more than the land of La Hinch. It is the golf course of La Hinch, designed and redesigned by immortals old Tom Morris and Alistair Mackenzie. La Hinch, sometimes called the St. Andrews of Ireland, is among the best-loved golf courses anywhere. But walk on up to the clubhouse there, on up to the open front porch, where hangs what once was a barometer. You know, a device tells by atmospheric pressure when the weather is changing. The glass that once covered its face is long gone, as is the slender hand that once pointed clockwise to the numbers on the outer edge. It's a shame it is, even a hazard, most would agree, for there in the shadow of the cliffs of Moher, the weather changes from fair to rainy, blustery, even dangerous, in just the twinkling of an eye. So a barometer is required, and yet none is found. None is there, at least none of that shiny, glassy kind. For on the forlorn, glassless face of what once was a barometer on the historic porch of legendary La Hinch, a notice pinned, just two words printed by hand on an otherwise blank card, the words, "See goats." That's right, the goats know. Always have known when are coming the merciless winds with rain in tow. And so the golfers of La Hinch, in congenial foursomes, stride the hills in peace until the goats, gently warning, head back to the clubhouse. And that's the sign to follow them in. For once upon a pleasant walk, sometimes spoiled, there was and is a frequent, almost magical procession. And now, you were there. Where, for the good of the latter, the goats heard the people. And now you know the rest of the story.